everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
PSO wants to raise your bill again. PSO has asked the Corporation Commission for a $170 million rate hike. That's about $14 a month. Call toll-free 844-248-8224. Tell the operator to leave messages for all three Corporation Commissioners. Message is, vote no on the PSO rate hike. Again, the toll-free number, 844-248-8224. For more information, visit www.aarp.org/OK.
All right, welcome back. Feeder cattle futures quickly moved higher today as buyers moved into the complex. The ability to replace the early morning pressure created some market attention, although it is uncertain at this time that the gains will stick. March corn futures about 4 cents per bushel lower, while stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones 34 points higher, NASDAQ up 36 points. In live cattle, mixed trade was seen throughout the live cattle futures today with the surge in feeder cattle prices, allowing for a few buyers to slowly step back into the market and replace early price pressure. It's uncertain if the narrow gains will hold or if additional buyer support will trickle back into the market. Cash cattle markets, though, were undeveloped with bids and asking prices unavailable. It's likely, though, to be midweek or later before active interest moves into the market. In feeder cattle, futures rallied at midday following dismal market direction early in the session. Nothing significant changed throughout the day, but seller interest slowly ran out of gas, which allowed for buyers to flood back into the market and fill the vacuum. This could quickly change, though, throughout the end of the week, as buyer depth appears to be thin and may not hold. Grain futures, though, were lower across the board today, dragged down by renewed selling in soybeans. USDA's monthly supply and demand reports due on Tuesday aren't expected to provide much new information heading into the holidays. Corn prices, though, were lower today as March futures fought to hold support at around $3.50 after they traded in a range of less than 2 cents overnight. Soybeans lost more ground today and took January futures below the trend line drawn off of November lows. The nearby tried to hold its 100-day moving average, which came in at around $9.81 after breaking through the 25-day and 50-day moving averages. And finally, wheat prices were down today with winter wheat contracts falling to new contract lows overnight. Hard red winter wheat, though, broke below its November support line, which the soft red winter wheat fought to hold. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.